Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Do you have a secret?
Yeah.
It's actually kind of funny. Last night we played trivia night,
but we were really bad. We got second to last place.
We weren't even good enough to get last.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they gave us beer glasses, which really was awesome.
So we went back home and told all of our friends we got third place.
And they lead it. They ate it up. So it was really funny.
Friendship is a form of love, isn't it? It can be beautiful. It can last a lifetime. And like romantic love, it can also drive you a little crazy. Have you ever wanted a friendship so badly you would do almost anything to get it?
Hi, I'm Jane, and I did something terrible to get a girl to be friends with me.
Have you ever had a friendship that was bad for you, but you couldn't break free?
Sometimes, when Ricky and I are footloose and whatnot, I think, no, this is toxic.
We explore friendships like these today in The Secret Room, a podcast about the stories no one ever tells. I'm Ben Hamm. First up, we open our mics to Blaze. You'll hear his secret thoughts and feelings about his best friend. And I pose you a question. Is this a friendship from which he should break free? Let me know what you think.
I don't think it's a good idea for me to live with Ricky. I need a place to stay for a month, and that's really the only option I have. But I think our friendship will crumble. Isn't that what happens when you live with a friend?
Is Ricky your best friend?
She smokes now, and I can't smoke all the time. I find that I get very frustrated when she's high and I'm not, because it really makes me want to smoke. I assume if I live with her, I'll be frustrated with her because she's high and I'm not. Or she'll be frustrated with me because I'm high and she's not. Because when I'm high around her, it feels like she's frustrated with me. At least that's how it felt yesterday.
So did she offer to take you in?
Yeah, but I don't think she'll want me around. Her place is small, like studio small. But I really need to get my braces off. I'm too old for braces. I don't know where else to go. And I have to be in DC. And I'm flat out of options, man. I don't even like using people like that, but... Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I just had a thought. I just thought of moving to New Jersey and coming down every 3 weeks to get my braces done. I hate the bus rides, but at least I could get it done. I think there are people I could stay with in New Jersey, because my friend is getting married, and my family knows their family. My mom really likes them. It would not be hard to ask them. Her family is really nice and hospitable. I don't think they would really say no. I sometimes feel bad. I feel like I'm just using people because I haven't really reached out to them all this time. But now I really need a place to stay. I'm reaching out to them. I'm feeling like I don't have a lot of friends. Maybe I just talk to people when I need something. I guess maybe I just solved my own problem. I know I can stay with them a very long time. Plus, someone in that family is having a wedding in August that I was invited to, so I wouldn't have to fly back out for that wedding. And I could help them with that wedding if they wanted. Yeah, so every 3 weeks I would have to pay $15 to get down here and get my teeth done. So yeah, yesterday when I got high, I was nagging her for weed. I didn't even know she had it on her. I didn't take much, only a small amount, and we smoked it right there. She can be a good friend, because every time something bad happens, she'll support me not smoking, but sometimes I cave in. It always becomes a high-profile situation, and she doesn't like me for it. It's hard for me to be around weed and not smoke it. If it were legal, like federally, and in every state, and sold in Walgreens, you know? That's just what it is. Plus there's the FBI. If I did want to work for the FBI, I would need to be clean, and right now I'm not.
What's Ricky like?
I'm starting to realize that everyone wants something, and that's why we interact with each other. It's not a bad thing, it's a fact of life. I met Ricky when I was a freshman. I thought she was cool. I did not think much about her, but I did notice her in class. I would eat a brownie for breakfast, go to school, so I was high from my first class and it would wear off throughout the day. I never went up on dosing because, you know, money. I asked Ricky where I could get weed and she said she sold it and I said, good. And then we became friends. I don't know how, but we did. It was sometime around when I dropped out, or when I came back, or when I went to the hospital. Ricky is changing as a person, and I am changing as a person. She's spontaneous, she's creative, stuff like that. I could adopt those qualities. My feeling about friendship is you hang out every day. We didn't hang out every day, but I spent so much time studying. When we did hang out, it was special, and I craved it. At some point toward the end of that year, Ricky wanted to stay over at my place, and I said no.
Why did you say no?
I think DC recently legalized weed around that time. I know that it is quote unquote legal, in that the chance for cops arresting you for weed is low in DC because it's legal, but federally it's not legal. So someone told me once if a cop wanted to be an asshole, they could lock you up federally. As a black person, I don't feel safe or secure. All the people that I was influenced by my freshman year really ingrained in me that as a black person, you are not safe in this country and you have to do 2 and 3 times better just to get by. It's more likely that I'll get caught, even if I do it rarely. I think to the average person that sounds like paranoia because it's like, it's legal, womp-de-womp-de-womp. But after seeing all that propaganda about how black people are targeted by the police, it's hard to think otherwise. It only takes one cop to ruin whatever clean track record I have. So basically, she wanted to come live in my place for the summer, and I said no. She said why? And I said, no, because you're dealing weed. So that cut off our friendship for a while.
Is Ricky your best friend?
For a while, I considered her my best friend. Then for a while, I considered her my only friend. I think she only called me her best friend one time. And oddly, that was a time when I thought I should not be friends with her. She said something the other day. She says it's not a good thing that I hang out with Dan. And I said, why? And she said, because you're soaking up his energy. And you know, to me at first I was like, you know, the spirit world is a really thin plane. And then I was like, I am gaining his mannerisms. But she thought his mannerisms were representative of privilege, so I have to think. For example, Ronnie. I like him as a person, but when I was around him, I felt I did not want to be around him. He is loud and crass in a public space. If I develop these things, people will not hire me. I want to be classy, but I am just raunchy and filthy and whatnot. I don't think it's necessarily that Dan is white, that I don't want to adopt his mannerisms, but he has a demeanor I like, I respect, and that's why he and I have managed to stay friends for an entire year. I don't mind being around him, and in fact, I like it. He encourages a healthy lifestyle. Ricky has mentioned to me she wants to be like me in some ways, like in terms of my academic organization, like my type A-ness. She says that's why she keeps me around, but I don't want to be like her. For example, I don't think she prepared as much as I would have prepared for any standardized test. but I'm of the mentality that I have to get the best score, where she is of the mentality that she just has to take the test. Ricky does have a very carefree, like who gives a fuck about time attitude. I don't mind that per se. The real question is, why is Ricky my friend? It's because I like her company. I subconsciously think if I'm around Ricky, there is some chance of me getting high, and that's why I want her company, and that's valid. But I still need somewhere to live for a month, and I guess it will be with Ricky, because I need my braces off and stuff. Maybe I should go abroad.